Beyond what to know.
Ha ha ha, my plan to take over Rabbit C. Rabbit Show is working. I've already converted that chicken into a ferret, I guess.
That's right. Everybody knows me, I'm Camilla Chicken.
That's right, and you'll be next. Hear me, you'll all be ferrets. And you'll do my bidding.
I don't do your bidding now.
So makes you sleep 20 hours a day.
That's my bidding.
But the other 4 hours you're up, you won't work in my net mines.
No, I'll probably just, I don't know, sleep or something.
Well, you do like to eat old shoes.
Well, that's true. That has nothing to do with you. You're taking credit for stuff I already do.
That's right. But see, aren't I a genius?
Either that or he works for the government.
How'd you guess?
Cheap joke, I know. That's the great thing about this country. When you're short of a joke, you can insult the government.
I'm a genius. Remember New Coke? I invented it.
Oh, yeah, that worked real well. That worked real well.
That's you. Actually, I used to be a 6-foot-tall man, and I made $20 million a year. After New Coke, they turned me into a chipmunk. But I'll show them all.
I heard New Coke will do that to you.
I don't know, I never drank it. I hated the stuff myself.
You too. There's only one person in the world who liked the New Coke. Bill Cosby.
Well, that's only because I paid him $20 million to say he liked it. The guy ate Jell-O pudding pops. You ever had one of those?
Yuck. That was dreadful.
You talk about weird things I'm trying to figure out. There's a weird one for you. Okay. The McDonald's by where I live served these great, you've heard of chicken McNuggets, right? Well, they had these other things called chicken selects. They were actually made with real chicken. Imagine that, from McDonald's.
McDonald's?
At McDonald's. Amazing. They were delicious. Guess what? They don't sell them anymore. And they still sell McNuggets.
I know. And you know what they don't? You know what they don't have here? Pizza.
No pizza.
No pizza.
Are they evil?
They are evil.
I'm not even that evil.
McDonald's made great pizza. You can't find it down here anymore.
I almost forgot about that great pizza.
Well, it was good. Great crust. Pepperoni was terrible, but it had great crust.
So that's what I look for in a pizza: the crust, chuck with everything else.
Well, yeah, you and me, right?
You ever eaten a chicken McNugget? You realize that a million years from now, an archaeologist is going to dig up a McDonald's, and they're going to see chicken McNuggets?
They'll still be edible.
Yes.
As edible as they are now.
Yes, they won't have changed. The same as Twinkies. You know, Twinkies don't get stale. They just change into another form.
That's right. You cannot harm a Twinkie.
And you know what? Hostess Ding Dongs? That's the embryonic stage of a hockey puck.
Where the NHL got them from.
They're Hostess Ding Dongs. So you buy them at the store, they're the larval stage.
There's something I always wondered. Maybe you know the answer.
Oh, I know.
Where do bowling balls come from? I mean, have you ever seen a bowling ball factory?
You know, how did you mention it? No.
Maybe hockey pucks become bowling balls.
You know what it is? It's, you know, kids' marbles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they inject them with steroids.
That makes so much sense.
It's all clear now.
Absolutely. But who's responsible?
Me?
Yeah. We're back to that now.
Yeah. Chipmunk Industries. We own you. Well, we wish we did. Actually, we're a little cash strapped right now.
Well, that's too bad, because I was going to ask if I could borrow $10.
No, actually, our company's worth about 10 cents right now. Took a little hit on the stock market.
Well, who didn't?
We own one share.
Of what?
The stock of Chipmunk Incorporated.
Oh.
Unfortunately, they didn't take it seriously. Here's a bit of advice. Don't ever write up a stock certificate using a crayon. Kind of frown on that on Wall Street. I don't know why. I thought it was kind of cute.
Well, which box?
Actually, the little duckies I drew, they're so cute.
You know what the problem probably was?
What?
You probably used the wrong colors of crayon. Did you have this big, you know, the big 64 box, or did you have just have the 20 color box?
Neither. We had a crayon I stole from a restaurant that had those placemats of kids' color. Tells you we're a little strapped for cash.
Well, you, what were you doing in a restaurant?
Foraging for nuts.
Did you find anything?
Oh, I saw a couple sitting at the table that were kind of nuts.
Maybe they were furries.
There goes
furry fandom!
Oh no, he killed furry fandom.
Ah!
I can't do the rest of that line, not in this show.
Firstly, I think that your furry is weird. I mean, come on, talking animals, get real.
No, some people will believe anything, won't they?
That they will.
That's
jeez.
Talking animals.
I know, I've never heard of such a thing.
I know.
Mickey Mouse, I mean, come on.
Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Great.
I need a break. I'll break your leg if you don't give me some money.
I don't have any money, I'm a ferret. Ferrets don't have money.
What do ferrets have? Ability to play and sleep all day.
What else do you need?
Ferrets
are... sounds like a fulfilling life to me.
Hard to argue with an animal that's so happy all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You ever seen an upset ferret?
Not very often.
Not often at all. I've never seen one.
Us and dolphins.
Yeah,
we've got it figured.
Yeah, but I don't trust dolphins. Never trust an animal that smiles all the time.
Good point. They're probably planning something.
See, that's why nobody trusts Barney. He's too happy. How can anybody be that happy all the time?
No, it's not that. It's those bonded teeth.
I guess I'm going to go up to Barney and say, hey, Barney, guess what? Your whole family was killed in a plane crash. Your house burned down and your net worth is now -$1 million.
And
Barney would just go, well, I just love you so much.
You know what he'd say? He'd say, stupendous.
Yeah. You can't get the guy upset.
I think he's mad. I think he's nuts.
You know what I was also wondering about Barney?
What?
Aren't those kids a little old for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Can you imagine a 14-year-old kid going to school and saying, you know what I do in my spare time? I'm one of the little dorks on Barney.
Well, but they get beat up a lot.
I bet they have to go to their own school.
Probably. Well, they go to a school on that TV show. I mean, they're 14 years old and they're still learning the alphabet. talk about a bad educational system.
Well, the only problem is that they got kids the right age for Barney. All they do is sit there and do this. Boy, that's exciting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There go the ratings.
Yeah. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Fun, fun, fun. Oh, yeah.
You ever flown on an airplane?
What airplane?
Any of them. Like an airline?
No, I do ferret flights, but we don't have an altimeter here.
See, I once flew an airplane. Bought a ticket and everything. It's weird, they made me right in the cargo hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't too fun. So I snuck up and sat in the seat. You know, it's really cramped.
Really?
Not a chipmunk.
Yeah.
How they fit a 6-foot person in one of those seats?
What airline was that?
I don't know. Low budget airlines, I guess.
Yeah. Like 10 to the 3,000, the airline that can't afford to crash.
That's a good incentive for not crashing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really bad sign when they have to do a Fred Flintstone start on the plane to get it moving.
I think I saw one of those planes at Newark Airport.
Yeah, they're cutting back on meals. You get one bag of peanuts. For the whole plane. And one can of soda for everybody.
What if you want, alcohol?
Alcohol, forget it. Well, I don't know if they do. They give you rubbing alcohol and say, here.
I think I was on, I think I heard about a flight where somebody asked for a drink and they made him drink the fuel out of the fuel tank.
No way, that fuel's expensive.
Well, he was in business class.
Oh, yeah, they treat those people pretty good.
Yeah, so I've heard.
First class, ooh, ritzy.
Yeah. I guess you snuck into coach.
No, I snuck into the bathroom. Oh, it's full! The full plane.
Well, I gotta know something.
It was really nice until that fat woman came in.
I gotta know something. I gotta know something. You gotta tell me.
What?
When you flush, does it like open a hole in the bottom of the plane?
And out it goes.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That would explain those rain showers when it's sunny out. It's so weird evidence. Not a cloud in the sky. Look, it's raining! Oh, look, it's 747! That would do it.
You're disgusting!
What? I was telling the truth! You're
terrible!
The truth. It's not pretty. But it must be told. Some truths of life.
I just wish you wouldn't tell them to me.
That's true. You could start a ferret revolution.
Okay, did you bring a ferret wheel?
Ferret wheel, what's that?
Well, that's how the ferrets do their own revolutions. Ah. Round and round and round and round. Round and round.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy. Oh.
Actually...
Hey, I'm dizzy. I can be a politician now.
Actually, that sounded like kind of a good time.
Good time for what?
I'm going to go ride the ferret wheel. You want to come with?
Oh, what the heck. I got nothing else to do. Okay. Who wants a deranged chipmunk anyway?
I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Does anybody know any 10-foot poles?
I know a 10-foot pole cat.
Ew.
Well, if you're 10 feet long, you could be a 10-foot pole cat. You kind of look like a pole cat.
Yeah, I guess I could pass.
Alright, where's that ferret wheel at? I want to see it.
Over here. See you around, folks.
Goodbye.